Howdy, folks. Sorry for being late. I was checking to make sure that the studio was set up correctly and someone had changed it when I wasn't around. Yeah. So every company out there has been infiltrated, and that's the problem. So we're going to take care of this problem. I wanted to tell you some things that weren't political, and in a way to help you get to know me better. If you'll understand, you know, eventually how this all went down and why it went down the way it did. But right now, I'm going to ask you again to just pay attention and trust me. And if I put something up there, take a look at it. If I put a link up there, don't ridiculous or conspiracy theory, whatever. But what happens is when I, in 2006, suddenly lost my job from the college because of leftists and morons that work there. Hi, Mia. Anyway, I had a lot of time on my hands, and so I was trying to figure out, like, how this would happen and how someone like Obama could come to power and how come Clintons were so powerful when they were nothing. And usually in America, the way it's always worked was that you would have people come into the presidency or senators or, you know, Congress if they were wealthy, but or they had made a name for themselves or whatever. But the Clintons came out of nowhere, and he's finally the governor of Arkansas and then the president. And, you know, for all you don't know this, I told you I wouldn't talk about politics, but this is important to know and to talk to other people about. Al Gore's dad was one of the guys, one of the Democrat KKK, no, I didn't say he wasn't KKK, but he was definitely a leftist, and he was working with LBJ to block the Civil Rights Act because the Democrats wanted to get credit for it, even though it had nothing to do with them. It was Republicans that had the first blacks in Congress. You know, look at Frederick Douglass, Republicans. Look at, I posted, I think it's M. I have to go look for the website, but it's, until recently, blacks were not Democrats, and Jews certainly weren't. You know, practicing Jews, only communist atheists that come from Jewish bloodlines. I'm talking about real practicing devout Jews, like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who I asked for prayers for because he's very sick and he's trying to make supplements and things that can help people. He's calling them D-packs. And there's a lot of other people out there having good products to help people. And that's what this is about. We're trying to throw people life preservers. Word leads me into my brother. My brother was such a fine man and such a good person. And when we were little, we grew up with moving around a lot, never having any, friends, and always being new kids on the block. And we were also, unfortunately, pretty poor. And we had a big family, 6 kids. And my mother worked nights to try to help make ends meet. My dad was always working 1 or 2 jobs at least. And the bottom line is they fought a lot, and it was mostly about money. And my brother Eric would always take us little guys, as he called us, outside so he wouldn't have to witness all this, turmoil. And that's one thing I have to say to you if you're listening and you're having problems at home. Go get counseling. Get therapy for yourself, or go to couples counseling or whatever. But don't do it in front of your kids, okay? It hurts them. It hurts their soul, and it also gives them, PTSD, basically, from it. One thing that all people don't know about Glenn Beck, who is a good guy and a mover and a shaker, is that his dad Well, the bottom line is his dad was raped in the YMCA by a man. And, you know, it's funny that they always play the YMCA song at Trump rallies because, you know, you don't know what the village people were, you know, very, 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 very gay. And it's like they have a stereotypical look of you know, macho cowboy and a macho biker and a, I don't know what the other one was. And they were cute guys, but, you know, they definitely made a big impact with that song. And they did, you know, the YMCA, and then, you know, it's a very popular song if you haven't heard it before. So my point for mentioning that is that Glenn came from a tough upbringing. And, you know, Steve Dace, who has the Steve Dace Show, who was a Republican strategist until he started his own show, and they didn't like him because he was too blunt and he was too libertarian. Steve Dace was born to a 15-year-old mother who could have aborted him, and she didn't. And my 17-year-old big sister got pregnant, and she could have gone someplace for an abortion. They had abortions at that time. And instead, she married the father, and they made the best of things. And, you know, they're still together. And I'm sure it hasn't been easy. And they were very young and very poor as well. But they stuck together. So the reason I'm talking about that is that I just got a link that I saw, I believe, on Mark Taylor's site, sord.org. Or I'm sorry, .com, and he has a link for people who are having depression over having aborted a living child going inside their womb. You know, it's like having special treasure inside you and pretend that it doesn't have, you know, a soul or it doesn't have rights or to pretend that it doesn't feel the pain of being yanked out through the forceps and, you know, butchered up and then, or what's going on if you pay attention to things that are being covered. You know, they have to put these babies in a keeping room and just let them just starve to death and dehydrate, and then they sell the body parts. And that's probably why they're pushing for late-term abortion, because it's easier to sell more developed body parts, organs, than it is to get them, you know, from, you know, 14-week-old fetuses. And guess what? It's not a glob of cells. It's a human being, okay? So anybody who's for abortion, you're a monster, okay? You're a monster, okay? And I'm just going to put that out there because it will come back on you big time if you keep pushing this, okay, especially to our young generation. What we should be pushing is to be careful about who we get involved with so we don't have an unwanted, as they say, a pregnancy. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing goes with being raped. You know, I it's a whole other story, but the bottom line is that you have an obligation to teach your children to respect life. So if you're going to defend, you know, some, you know, puppies or some, you know, pregnant animal, you know, oh, you got to take care of them, then why wouldn't you defend a pregnant mom's right to have a baby and give it up for adoption or raise the babies themselves? There's all kinds of help out there, and I'm going to be posting the links after the show. All right, so I had told Freedom Force Battalion Melissa that I had something that was what I call a God thing. Sometimes things happen to me, and it's definitely God. It's nothing to do with, you know, technology or mankind or whatever. And by the way, that word mankind, they want us to be kind of human, okay? We're human beings. We're made in the likeness of God, and they want us to be hybrids. And I just posted today a video from Ellie Marzulli, who's a good guy, and it's info that's going to, you know, bother you, but he has way, way more. He's just letting it out slowly because he knows that most people can't handle the idea that they're using our tax dollars to make human hybrids and do experiments on humans that have been snatched or sold or taken off the street because, you know, they're homeless. All right, so right now, if you have the chance, go take a look at that. Then go over to Linda Paris's site at McAllister TV Online. A lot of the stuff she puts out there is, you know, hard to digest. I'm not going to kid you. Some of it is true. Some of it's not. And that's part of what this is about, too, is having people wake up at their own pace, but also do their own homework, because it's important that you come to these realizations yourself, not that someone says, this is what's going on, like, you know, the moon is made out of cheese. You know, you're not going to believe someone if they told you that it was made out of cheese. It's not made out of cheese. But some people would like that, though. They're so crazy about cheese. But someone tells you something and you're not ready to receive it, you're not going to receive it. Just like someone says, no, you should, you know, follow God and become a, you know, believer in Jesus Christ. Until you're ready to receive it, you're not going to, it's not going to happen. God does not go where he is not wanted or invited. You know, it's a very personal thing, the experience. So when I say let the adventurous begin, that's part of it. So this is for Melissa, so you can understand. Melissa, she's like me. She's felt compelled. She was, you know, I was a monitor on websites, a Tea Party site that had been created. I even bought the domain teapartyus.com because I knew that was coming after Obama was dumped on us by the cabal. And, you know, I was a moderator, and I saw all kinds of stuff. What you see now was, you know, even happening all that time ago, back in, I don't know, 2007 or no, 2009, I guess it was, when I was a moderator. And it was not out of control, and people weren't, you know, as I think, starting at that point. So Melissa was a moderator, too, on a, I guess, like an 8-man board or whatever. And she knows what I'm talking about when I talk about being compelled or feeling like I can't let this go. I've got to finish this mission, so to speak. And, you know, that you want to go to sleep and not wake up, you know, with bad dreams or thinking about things or, oh, that's what that means. But you can't, okay? It's like a, I don't want to tell you, there was a Rock Hudson movie called Magnificent Obsession. Kind of like that. You know you're going to do something important and you're not even sure what it is, but you got to finish the task or you're never going to get the answer to the equation or to the puzzle. You have to get that last puzzle piece. All right, so Melissa, this is for you. You know how you discovered that the Omer was the bundle of grains? Well, I paid attention to that because I didn't know anything about it, and that happens to be where the name for America came from, O-America. Okay, and Melissa has done a lot of studies on the origin of the Lost Tribes of Israel and astronomy. You know, there's a video on her site called, I think it's called Storybook in the Sky. And, yeah, she has God's word inside her because she reads it and she studies it and she even sings songs that you can use for your kids to learn scripture songs, and she puts you little tunes. I mean, she's such a wonderful lady, and she's a lot younger than me. So I'm pointing to her now because something happens to me. Go, you know, pay attention to Melissa, and then she'll point to someone else that she sees. And that's how this is going to transform our world. We're going to keep passing the torch, keep passing the baton, like in a race. So anyway, another one of those people, I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. But in the case of Melissa, so she discovered America has ties to the grains, you know, ample ways of grain, and that's where our country's name was coming from. But anyway, I was posting on YouTube to Torben Sondergaard, big Dane, Denmark, who has thelastreformation.com. He has a huge following because he's been at it for a long time, and also because his apostles have gone all over the world. And he thought, like, we're supposed to do what Jesus told us to do, so why aren't we doing that? Why are we sitting here in church? We should go out, you know. So he just had a revelation, and God spoke to him and told him, the girl behind you is your wife. And sure enough, they got married later. So, you know, that's the whole thing. If you hear that still voice, okay, and you're a good person, it's God talking to you. So pay attention. I'm posting to Torben online on a YouTube channel, and he just posted, I think it's a May 12th video, and I posted it on my Getter feed, cettr.com, Lori Parrish, with two R's. And anyway, I said to him that I had, you know, tried over and over again to contact him, and said some other things. But anyway, so then when I went to type, I said, I thought all this time that he was saying that he's going to do a Lutheran school, because he was brought up Lutheran, and I was too, and I was baptized in the Lutheran church. So I kept thinking, like, why is he talking about, like, basically non-denomination when he's mentioning, you know, Lutheran? But he, because of his accent, he wasn't saying Lutheran. He was saying Luke 3:10, okay? And that's a significant number. You'll understand why later. But his accent made it hard for me to hear that. And I'm a very fast typer. One time I did like 56 words a minute. When I went to type it, it changed into 3:17. And I didn't catch it until I went back to read it. I was like, I didn't type 3:17. I figured out that he was talking about Luke 3:10. And I was like, why is it saying 17? So then guess what Luke 3:17 is? It ties into your revelation, Melissa, about the bundle of wheat and that, you know, the separation of the wheat from the chaff. I think that's the right word, chaff. And I was just so surprised, and that, I call that a God thing. Another God thing that happened was when I was checking into Scott McKay's site called Operation Tomahawk, and I wanted to know about that because he was at the event that I had been to for the Conscious Free America tour that came to San Marcos on the 11th and 12th of March. So I checked into it, and, you know, part of it is that they want you to, you know, be in their group, so they don't want to tell you too much, but they give you enough that you are, you know, either interested or not. But anyway, so I found out what his Operation Tomahawk was about, and it turned out to be something that I had already been involved with, you know, 20 years ago, and I got away from because I needed to go get a full-time job. So bottom line is I'm making my logo, the one I put up on my Getter feed with the Company B, and why that is, why I have Company B and what that means and, you know, the meaning behind it. Anyway, I'm working on it, and I'm, you know, doing the key because, you know, we have the key to solve this problem. And I'm moving the key around in the platform I'm using, and suddenly it looks like a tomahawk. And my brother was always had an axe, and he was into camping and all that stuff. And firemen have axes. And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting, a tomahawk? But because of the style of the key that I had chosen, it looked like a battle axe to me, like something like a Viking would carry, you know, something really lethal. And I thought that was funny. And I call that kind of thing when you just stumble onto something that helps you to figure something out, a God thing. And bottom line is there's going to be a lot more of those things happening. And there's also going to be a lot of people who are going to be up there saying totally crazy, outrageous, you know, not true things because they want to get, you know, 3 million views and they want to, like worshipped or whatever, or get donations. You know, I have a really hard time asking for help. Except I would like to have help with this fund for the event. But, like, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. The reason I'm talking about this is because be extremely careful what you take in. I am more awake than some people and less than others. There are people at different phases, and it's part of the raised consciousness that, as a, you know, society we're going through. But, you know, there's going to be people saying, oh, you know, they're into the occult, or they're into astrology or whatever. It's not, you got to dig a little deeper, people, okay? It's not what, if you are getting attacked for what you're trying to convey, maybe it's because they don't want it to be out there. And I have my own views on things, but, you know, obviously we have to take the time to figure things out, because you can't be told this is how it is. And, you know, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You know, that might not have been exactly how it went down. So, you know, there's like, as the saying goes, like there's the truth, and then there's the truth that people agree upon, and then that's how you get history. So there's a lot that is not being talked about that, you know, is going to change things very rapidly. And I wanted to mention L.A. Marzulli, because he had come down to San Diego with Sharon Gilbert, and I think Lance Walnall was with that group. And I think Mario Murillo, who has a ministry, and I, you know, think he's a good guy. He's a street preacher, and he's out with a tent type of ministry, trying to help people. There's a lot of people doing that. And, you know, it's because that's what God's put on their heart to do. So with L.A., we were planning to go out of town that weekend. I think it was the 19th, and we went to Paso Robles. So we weren't around, but I would have gone to the Warriors event that I posted on my website, but I wasn't able to go to. So my point for telling you this is that not many people know about this Time to Free America tour, going to Oklahoma, and then Virginia, just was in Florida at the Skip-Dee-Dee-Dah thing in Sarasota. And next in August, it'll be in Rochester. And why is that significant? Because a lot of things happened during our founding in New York and New Jersey and New York City. New York City was the original capital of America. It got moved down to the District of Criminals because they wanted that's something that I will go into another time. I don't want to go into it right now because I don't have my backup on it with my links to show you. But Tom Horn, who is a pastor, he has written a lot of books about this subject. And, you know, what we're dealing with right now is so many people, I mean, so many organizations, and they're all vying for attention. Like, for example, there's a couple of foundations that were supposedly helping wounded veterans with, you know, amputations and to get on their feet and all that stuff. But it turned out that they were more like, you know, not taking in enough to really give any money away. So they just called themselves more like a spokesperson or to, you know, raise awareness. So I guess you could say that I'm doing that too, but I try to get the biggest bang for my money that I'm spending on staying online and having different things that I have to pay for, because I want to help the USO, because they were key to this whole story, and Bob Hope was involved with them. And, you know, when my sister, before she got married, was young, she dated a guy in the service, and, you know, he went on and on about getting to see Bob Hope and Anne Margaret perform, and, you know, how much it meant to those guys to see these beautiful women, you know, doing songs and, you know, little skits and funny little things. It was such a morale booster, and this was during Vietnam. Okay, so I appreciate the USO. My mother and her sisters, she had a few sisters. I'm trying not to cry about that. She would go to the USO and dance with the soldiers during World War II because she thought that was the least that he could do, and, you know, make food and serve food and, you know, give the guys a little excitement. And my aunt and uncle met that way at a USO, I believe. So the USO, for other reasons too, are so needing help right now because there's so many soldiers coming back, really damaged. I mean, mentally damaged, physically damaged. They don't have a job. Their relationships have gone down the tubes. Their kids don't know them. All kinds of, after effects of war. And that's why, like, President Trump is anti-war, and I'm anti-stupid wars. Okay, but I understand that as soon as you can. But when you have oligarchs and, globalists and Satanists and child abusers and perverts and mentally unstable people calling the shots, you get into wars, and that's how you end up trillions in debt, and that's how you end up with a country that has no men around, which is also part of the globalist plot. Part of it is to get our men wiped out, because then we're a lot easier to take over. China has billions of people. Okay, they'll just keep sending waves in if the communist regime there decides to take over. And they're already here. Okay, and there's a lot of other ugly stuff here right now. So it's going to take all of us acting like Americans, acting like good patriots. When I say acting, I mean like being good patriots, paying attention, sharing information, not fighting, not getting mad at each other and never speaking to each other again. I mean, I have that problem. I have a sister who has a Muslim friend who's just totally soured her on America, and she sounds more like a communist than any sister I ever knew when I was growing up. I mean, she was a really smart girl when we were young, and that's not the case anymore. I care about this so much because I've seen that happen in my own family where people get ostracized, and I was one of them. Because I knew that our country was changing very rapidly, and it wasn't from the people changing, it was from the top down. They were changing things. And I've gone into on other shows about this subject, with subliminal messaging and, having ugly art and ugly fashion and, promoting ugly behavior and glorifying people that are stupid, making them into rich people that have a, a say and a voice, and they're just being played, or they're just morons. So we're going to start making it that people that are worthy get listened to. And one of those people that I believe is worthy of listening to is Jesse Kelly. And I don't keep talking about him, but I really appreciate him. He served our country. Did you serve your country? Did you go into the military? I know people in the military. I know people who ended up going on to do great things, like starting a church or doing a lot of important volunteer work. Okay, so I respect the military because they have given up their lives, put themselves in danger, changed their lives, had to live in really primitive conditions, and they did it because they care about others and they care about their country. So don't you dare put down our military, leftist freakoids. Okay, we're over you. Nasty, disgusting people. So you're out there saying that conservatives and Republicans are evil? No, look in the mirror. It's you. You've caused so much trouble in this country, from segregating to civil rights to the Civil War to the KKK that your party founded and all the other crap that you have done, including assassinations. So just back off and sit down and shut up, or you're going to wish that you hadn't messed with us. Anyway, I'm like my grandpa. I have a hair trigger temper, and I'm just like, totally fine. But I'm very emotional. My sister Anne is very logical. She's such a, like, this Spock. I'm Jim Kirk, and she's Spock. That's what it comes down to. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you, my puppy, he's a year old, and he just turned a year, and I didn't get him right away because the lady who had him had to go to the Florida because her mother was ill, and she had to stay there to settle her mother's estate when her mother passed. So my pup was in captivity for way too long, so he was like a POW. And it messed him up as far as being socialized and being, he's very, very, very sweet and very loving, but he's very skittish and afraid, and, you know, every little sound, every little thing, you know, freaks him out. So our daughter's retriever has been such a good therapy dog for him. But my dog's eyes are better. I think I told you that in the last episode, but it got all garbled thanks to the interference that I received from the scumbags out there. You're going to be so sorry you messed with me. God's coming after you. Okay, I don't have to do it. God's going to take care of you. You're so over. You're done. You're toast. Cabal is toast. Anyway, but my dog, Rembrandt, who we call Remy, he has William Shatner eyes. I make you laugh, but, you know, that song, you know, she's got Betty Davis eyes. Looking at his eyes, and he suddenly has these beautiful golden brown, very warm, and his eyes have gotten a little bit bigger now that he's out of his kind of awkward stage of being a puppy. And he has William Shatner eyes. And why does that tie into this? Because William Shatner went into space with, or actually the atmosphere, the outer atmosphere of Earth. And he went with Bezos. You know, he's Mr., you know, richest man. I guess Elon Musk is now the richest man. I don't know. I mean, you can be rich and poor at the same time. You can have a lot of money in the bank and be a miserable you-know-what. So, you know, I think Elon tries to have some fun. But, you know, Elon is with some, well, I don't know, I'll go there. But I can't figure Elon out. But anyway, William Shatner went into space with Bezos. And when William Shatner got down from that trip, he was visibly moved, and he was very shaken, and he said that he sensed and saw total blackness and stillness and death, and that death was coming, basically. And that was before all the COVID deaths started happening. And Bezos was like, oh, yeah, got some champagne. He, like, spilled champagne all over William Shatner. And, you know, William Shatner was, like, brushing him off, like, you know, I'm trying to say something that's important to me. Hello, you know, and he looked at him like, you know, ding-dong. So I happen to be a big William Shatner fan. He, you know, had a lot of success. And, you know, here's a trivia question. What does the T in James T. Kirk stand for? And what other role did he play? T.J. Hooker, okay? And what's a hooker? Well, a hook and ladder. You know, so it's kind of funny that I know so many firemen and police and, you know, I don't want to say who I know, but the reason I get flack is not because I'm, you know, rich and famous. It's because of the people that I know, and the people that they know. It's like a, you know, like a tree ring. It keeps radiating out like a ripple on the water. It keeps going out and going out, and that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be ripples. Okay, we are going to just keep doing what I'm advocating, what other people are advocating, and, you know, be informed and to be involved and to be in circle, okay? And then we're going to change things. And it won't happen right away. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of cooperation. And that's partly why the people that are in movies and, you know, in Hollywood and in hairdressing and fashion, and all that. That's why we need everybody, because we're going to change the culture and change the world by changing what they're doing. And a lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to say it again in case you don't want to go back and listen to my old episodes. You know, when that on my blog, Laura Bella, the spine on the right-hand side is the O.J. Simpson love train. And, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you know, jazz was getting, you know, well, even earlier jazz was getting big, but my husband's really into jazz. And, you know, I grew up in rock and roll, and I paid attention to what the Motown was putting out because they had such cool songs. And basically, demonic people that are, you know, literally have demons inside them, and they might not even know it because they're so far gone, started changing music, and they were putting spells into the music before it goes out. My dad works at Columbia Records at the side that job, and you know, let me tell you, they I don't want to go there right now, but he was, I mean, he was a printer. He wasn't a producer of movies or a producer of music. He was a printer. That was his trade. In fact, my dad was a printer in the Navy. He, you know, sent out all the newspapers to everyone. So I tell you that music changed drastically because they realized that the soulful and spiritual and very God-loving, very connected to the source is God, Black community was getting too many revelations and prophetic lyrics downloaded to them, so to speak. And so they took over the music industry and made it into like very, you know, hard rock and heavy metal, and you know, beat up the woman and do the drugs, and you know, like very nasty, gross stuff, and sexualizing women, and promoting profanity and all that other stuff. And there was a very famous guy who made a song called Sugar Man, and it's about drug addiction. And his name was Rodriguez, and the cabal did a number on him too, and wrecked his life because he was saying like, hey, these people are bad that are, not taking care of the communities and turning places into ghettos, and there's no jobs, and I'm supposed to go out, and we're too poor to go anywhere. And like, he was singing songs that were important, so they went after him big time. So if you have a chance, check out Rodriguez, because he's an important piece of the puzzle. So that's why it's so important that we change the culture, because they're targeting our kids, and you can find out more about that, what I'm talking about, and proof of it, not just talk about it, on Steve Dace and on Chad Tracer. He's also a show that's on the Blaze Network. And look at other networks as well. You know, Mark Levin and, you know, Tucker Carlson, and there's so many people, Jesse Kelly, Greg Kelly, Steve Bannon. I mean, the explosion of alternative media happened because if you are, fairly awake person, you can tell when you're being lied to. You can tell when you're being told what to think. You know, we went to school, people that are over, I'd say, 40. When we went to school, we were taught to critically analyze things and critical thought. And we were taught to, I went to a school in Westchester, Pennsylvania, when I was young. It was when my parents were separated. And we were all living in my grandma's house, and in this tiny little house. We were so happy because we were away from all the, fussing and troubles and problems. And we were six kids in a room. And my mom slept on the couch. That's how, tight it was. But my point is, it was a very happy time in my life, believe it or not. And I went to school at Fern Hill Elementary in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And it was the principal was Archibald McPamney, something very close to that. McPamney, I think it was. Anyway, but what an enlightened guy he was, like a really good guy. He was teaching us through example about music, about art, about brotherhood. We would sing No Man Is an Island, No Man Stands Alone, Each Man's Joy is Joy to Me, Each Man's Grief is My Own. And we would sing that as a, group and to our parents when, they would come in for back to school night or whatever. And, I went to school with every color under the sun and every poor and rich, and it was fine. Nobody was bigoted. Nobody was, oh, you're black, I can't be friends with you. My best friend in grammar school was black girl named Debbie Russell. So, and a Puerto Rican named Lopez. So, you know, I'm telling you that it wasn't this way. That this is how quickly this evil has taken over. They were very, very adept at it. Okay, I want to tell you about the Inspired Escape Getaway. I really think that people would love that. And I also like that it's centrally located between San Francisco and San Diego. If you haven't been to California, you know, it takes like 10 hours to get from here up to San Francisco, and that's if you, you know, really push it. Actually, it takes longer than that, probably more like 12. So it's a big state. And this escape getaway is right between there. Now, when I first came to California from the East Coast, the friends we made, who we had a lot of adventures with, and we missed them very much, they recommended we go to this place, and it's called the Fogcatcher Inn. But I'm promising you, you're not going to get the fog when you're there. You're going to actually be inspired. It's a good place, and it's a nice B&B, and it's near art galleries, and they have a car show regularly during the year, and wineries are there, and all kinds of things to do. And then if you go up the road about, I don't know, 10 miles maybe, you can go to Hearst Castle, which it is like the equivalent, closest thing I've seen in America to the big castles that you see in Europe. Plus, William Randolph Hearst had quite an extensive art collection and beautiful architecture. And I put that into a PDF on my website. I also had a lot of Hollywood stars that would go up to his place. And it was like a big deal to get an invite there because it was like, I guess like you would say, like a Hollywood playground. And so you learn so much when you go and read famous people's biographies. A lot gets inserted into biographies that they would never say in an interview or even think to say. Because part of it is when you, that's why I do these shows live without any notes, because I end up, I think, I sometimes feel like I'm saying what I need to say because God wants me to say what I'm saying. But if I try to do it by strictly repeating a prepared speech or notes, I don't think it would come off as well. That's it, when I'm not being cyber attacked. Anyway, so if you want to do that, I would like that. I'm hoping this will be enough a 9/11 inspired event here. But also, you know, I'm very frugal with money for a lot of reasons, and I want to be, you know, as much as I possibly can, like 95-98% towards starting the scholarship fund. Which also means more work for me because I'd have to, you know, talk to people and see what, you know, who it is they want to sponsor and make a decision. And I'll probably need Dr. Ben Carson's help on that because Dr. Ben Carson has a scholarship called Carson's Scholars with his wife. And Dr. Ben Carson is a cool guy who grew up poor with a single mother who didn't know that the father of her sons was actually married to someone else living a separate life. Yeah, people have had really hard lives. And guess what? He became a world-renowned brain surgeon, and he's the most quiet, gentle, humble, good guy. And I really admire Dr. Ben Carson, and that's the type of person we should be pointing to as an African-American, you know, superstar. That's a superstar, okay? Not some, you know, Hollywood scumbag that drinks blood to stay young-looking. You don't have to drink blood to stay young-looking, okay? That just makes you do abominations that are not pleasing to the Lord, and you'll be permanently cut off from the Lord. And what you are going to end up doing is being in internal hell, which is, you know, real. Anyway, I tell you that because, unfortunately, because of apparently being having a poison batch of the jab getting into our circulation. I believe it was done intentionally to reduce population, but you know, I'm a conspiracy nut, so don't go by me. But I know from personal experience and people I know what it's done to them. And if you're not ill right now, you know, maybe you got a batch that wasn't tainted, you know? So, you know, praise God that you're going to be okay. But there are things that you can do to get help if you start having problems, okay? It's kind of like a Benadryl or whatever. It's time release. So, you know, it might not happen right away that you start feeling bad. But do not despair if you got, you know, your second and your third and your fourth and your fifth shot. Okay, if that makes you feel better, you know, go for it. But I think you'll regret that. And that's, you know, all that's all I'm going to say about that. But I have some natural help that's on my blog.laurabella.com. And I'm going to be posting more. And Melissa, freedomforce.live, the Texas star, who's, you know, doing fabulously. And, you know, God really knew what he was doing when he had me start promoting her and talking about her, because she's amazing. And she's written some books that you need to check out. But anyway, Melissa has some very helpful links and information about natural living. And that leads me into the next thing. So, you know, everyone's worried about better health and better nutrition and better fitness, better appearance, better sleep. And most of us are buying products that help with those things. Like a lot of people know that melatonin helps people to sleep, because you make less melatonin as you get older. You know, my husband got off of heavy-duty Medforum that was making him not feel good by watching his diet really carefully and then taking berberine, which is an over-the-counter supplement. So that's the other part of this, that the, you know, the people that control big media are big farm, and the people that control alternative media are family farms. Yeah, that's what's going on. They're having people that are able to grow and to make and to do, they're getting them lined up with U.S. manufacturing and U.S. products, U.S.-made products that they can control. I mean, you don't want to have fentanyl coming in to your country, and we're being flooded with it. If you listen to my show from before, a couple of days ago, my friend Judy in Florida, you know, her grandson tried a drug for the first time in his life, and he was dead at 17. And, you know, she never thought that he would do drugs because his dad had overdosed. And, you know, she really thought that she had done her job to, you know, make him never touch the stuff. And it had fentanyl in it. And, you know, he never woke up. And that's what happened to Eric Bollinger, who is now on the War Room with Steve Bannon, I think, or maybe it's One America. Well, it might be the first. I don't know. I'm having trouble keeping track of all these new shows that are popping up. That's what happened to Eric Bollinger's son. His son took something that had looked for, like, I guess it was to help him concentrate, and it was laced with fentanyl. So they're trying to kill us, and you know, I say they, I mean our enemies. And the enemy is not, you know, from one country. It's from many, many countries, and it's also people that are in our own country that are, you know, without any soul and without any care about others. And then that's who's on our that's who's on the list to go to be flushed down the toilet, to drain the swamp, because, you know, these people are unworthy of being even called Americans. Okay, you are traitors. And you're going to regret what you did, but it'll be too late when you have that realization. You think you're untouchable. You're not untouchable. Okay? You know, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York City. President Trump helped them to clean up New York City as well as Atlantic City. Okay, you think you can't be touched? You're wrong. Okay, you got to find another way to make money. Even if you watch the Godfather movies, the Godfather was against, you know, the drugs we knew would hurt kids. So have some morality, okay? You want to kill kids? Go kill your own. So leave ours alone. Anyway, so as far as antiques and about architecture and art, I really highly recommend taking a workshop with Green Art House. But I think that is actually going to be a chain. I might be wrong about that, but I think I saw what I saw, something called the Green Art House that is right here in Fallbrook that you can take classes at and be taught by extremely, extremely talented people and good people that you can be yourself around, if you know what I mean. And there's going to be more of those workshops popping up all over the country. And my husband's beloved sister, who recently passed, Jeanne, she was a great artist, but she had a really great zest for life. She was such a great cook and such a great homemaker and great gardener, and made beautiful clothes and always volunteering, and she sang, and if there wasn't anything this woman couldn't do. She was a great cook too. So with that said, I'm running out of time, but I want you to know that Linda Paris, who's at McAllister TV online, she has a lot of videos that you're going to have to figure it out yourself, whether it's on the up and up. She seems to think everybody is really a man just pretending to be a woman. And I think she thought maybe I was a man because I have a big, very pronounced jawline. Yeah, I'm a woman. I have first kids. But she has some different views about things, but she always seems to be, to me, a huge Trump supporter, and she's a nice person. She had a really tough time because she got injured on her hand, so she had to basically stop working. But she's a graphic designer by trade, and she's worked for a lot of networks, and she's written. And, I haven't done all my homework on her, but she used to be a leftist, and she saw the light. Praise God. Okay, so check out her videos, because she's got things you're not seeing on the regular media because they are paid not to show it or talk about it. And one of the things that she showed were the ugly fashion designs. And I took some of those pictures to give you an idea. I think I put it on the last episode or the one before. But, the stuff that they're coming out with is to make our kids look like you won't be able to tell if it's a boy or a girl. You won't have any, femininity. Look at the designs of the clothes back in the 1940s and 50s. The woman was so beautifully put together and, really nicely made, tailored clothing. And some of the clothing was a little bit military style because it was after the war and they were still transitioning. But the fashion industry is also going to be transformed. All right, I'm out of time. I'm going to say be bold, be brave, and we will all be free. I'm feeling better. I feel like things are going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you to go to the rodeo. Go to the rodeo, vcstampede.com, and make sure you get to see the other things I mentioned on my Getter feed, the other things to do. So God bless you, and pass on. And best wishes. I'm going to go out on the winter song.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour Voice Remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard.
Okay, as they say in Holland, top jeans. Hang in there, people. We're going into the light. God bless you.